Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 8th of July. The French second round legislative elections saw the far-right Rassemblement National come in third place against expectations. The so-called Front Républicain, where third-placed candidates stood aside in order to defeat the Rassemblement National, combined with a high voter turnout, contributed to this position. For markets, there are two points to take away. Globally, these elections, and to a lesser extent the UK elections last week, have emphasised, once again, the unreliability of opinion polls. Polls suggested that the Rassemblement National would be the largest party in France. This is a problem in financial markets. Political polarisation means that politics, and extreme politics, is increasingly important for financial markets. Markets are generally bad at pricing political risks. Political polarisation encourages financial institutions to strive to achieve a studiously neutral tone. And so the focus is naturally placed on opinion polls. For political outcomes, market participants rely on research that says opinion polls suggest rather than we believe that. If those polls are unreliable, then the potential for market mispricing increases. There are also wider questions about the reliability of survey-based evidence in general, but the problems of sentiment opinion polls and similar data are increasingly understood. For France itself, no party or party bloc has a majority in the Assembly. There was a suggestion that the left-wing Nouveau Front Populaire would pursue an unfunded fiscal expansion, with up to two trusses of unfunded stimulus, around 4% of GDP. However, the Nouveau Front Populaire does not have a majority, and a weaker coalition or minority government is less likely to pursue a radical policy agenda. Indeed, there is a question as to how long a government could survive, although the French constitution prevents an election being called for another year. What seems relatively certain is that France's deteriorating fiscal position is unlikely to be tackled in a meaningful way. Fiscal stability also requires quite radical policy. On the consumer side, Japan's real labour earnings disappointed. They remained resolutely negative. The nominal rate of growth was the highest in 31 years, but it was still less than had been expected. There is clearly an increase in pay bargaining, but there are also some signs of lingering caution. It's also worth noting that Japan's consumer spending has not been as good as anticipated either. In the United States, we get consumer credit data today. This has become a little more interesting of late, as lower-income households have started to come under some financial strain, and certain forms of credit have seen a pickup in delinquency rates. Credit growth has tended to be weaker than expected this year in the States. German-made trade data showed declining imports and declining exports, with the drops being more significant than the market had been anticipating. As ever, some caution is needed. Not that many economists bother to forecast German trade data these days. There was also some downwards revision to previous month's data. In one sense, this is rather dated news, but it is noticeable that Europe is not engaging that much in international trade at the moment. There are some questions over Asian trade data, but overall this seems to be a reminder that away from electronics-related trade, the picture for global goods demand is still somewhat murky. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.